Well, the transatlantic slave trade is a very sad page in our history. For more than 400 years, some 15 million Africans were taken from their homes across Africa and transported by force to the Americas. And the number of people purchased by the slave traders were even higher than that. The slave trade is still referred today as a monstrous crime against humanity, and it remains a stain on human history. Because of this, it is very important for us to pay respects to the victims of slavery and use this commemoration as a time to learn more about the slave trade.
With that in mind, why is it important for people to honour this day, and what can people do to pay tribute?
It is important to honour the day because it gives us an opportunity to restate some of the historical facts and to build some international solidarity, as well as to have conversations that will promote tolerance. And as far as how we could pay respect and commemorate that day, well, here at the United Nations, the newest memorial is the Ark of Return, which is a permanent memorial to memorialize and to remember the slave. It is located at the United Nations Visitors Plaza. And given that this commemoration will be held on Sunday, visitors are encouraged to visit the memorial. And for persons who are not in the New York area, another way I would encourage those persons to commemorate or memorialize the slaves is to visit the UN website.
There seems to be a connection between the memorial and symbolism. Why do you think it is important to commemorate the day through art?
Well, I think art gives us a time to reflect, and art is an expression of the soul. With this growing consciousness and conversation about racism and prejudice, I think that through art we can raise those conversations and put this transatlantic slave trade in context. The Ark of Return, which is a beautiful piece of art, if I may say, provides one such opportunity. And it has three components, which I think is important to mention of: acknowledging the tragedy, considering the legacy, lest we forget. I think those are critical components for any conversation surrounding the transatlantic slave trade. So hence, I will certainly promote any expression through art in whatever form, be it the creative art, fine art, you know, performing arts as well, create opportunities for us to journey with the slaves, understand their stories, understand their experiences, and to put it in context as far as our responses, our behaviors, our lifestyles, our attitudes, and our responses today.
You are also involved in the Remember Slavery program. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is and why it's so important?
The Remember Slavery program is managed by the Department of Public Information, and to build upon the work that was undertaken by UNESCO, which includes the Slave Road Project, and to implement programs of educational outreach to mobilize educational institutions, civil society, on the subject of the transatlantic slave trade. And one of its objects is to inculcate future generations with the causes, the consequences, and the lessons of the transatlantic slave trade, and to communicate the dangers of racism and prejudice.